Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 261. What I wanted to discuss today, we have in Parshas Vayigash the culmination, the apex of this story of Yosef and his brothers. And we know we have the very famous Pasuk Lo Yachol Yosef Lehisapek Lechal Nitzavim Alav. Yosef could not hold it in any longer. Hotziu Kol Ish Me'alai. He yelled out, he says, get everybody out of here. V'lo Amed Ishi Tov his father Yosef Alachav. And no one was around when he admitted who he was, when he finally stopped the entire ruse. And he said finally, of course, Ani Yosef. And so the brothers go back, and he convinces them to go bring the father, bring Yaakov, and he does, and then we have Yaakov coming and meeting Paro, and we have Parshas Vayechi, which pretty much summarizes that entire experience, and there we are, and that's the story. Now there's one question that does not come up so often, and I think we assume the answer to it, but I'd like to discuss what it might be. I don't know, perhaps a little fascinating trivia point that we may not have ever thought about. Did Yaakov ever actually learn how Yosef got to Mitzrayim? So we know that the reason he got to Mitzrayim is because of the sale. Now, with the sale of Yosef, whether or not it was to the Midianim, to the Yishma'elim, it's not exactly clear, and then he got resold. But did he ever know that really there was this ruse where they pretended that he was dead and he wasn't really dead, and they just sold him instead in order to take care of him and get rid of him? Did he ever know? Okay, so, maybe in your reading of the parasha this week or next week, see if you could find any evidence of your own. It's definitely by no means simple. Does he ever hear the full story? So in the end, Parshas Vayechi, next week we'll see, and next week I want to discuss whether or not he ever actually forgave his brothers, but that's a separate issue. Here, we have Yosef at the end of his reign, at the end of his life. Yamar Alehim Yosef al Tiro ki hasachas al kemani. He says, don't worry, because I'm not going to take vengeance. Obviously, Yosef knows what happened. And so he says, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything to you. Why would he say that? Because the psukim seem to imply that Yaakov did know. Why? Because when he dies, when Yaakov does die, so the brothers of Yosef say, the pasuk says, that Vayitzav Yosef lemar, Avicha tzivu lofnei Moso lemar, our father commanded before he died, saying the following, please handle their sin, kira gamalucha, because they did bad to you. And so, after Yaakov dies, the brothers are scared, and because the brothers are scared, they tell the story to Yosef how their father said that they should, that he should forgive them. And the interesting thing is that it's not clear at all whether or not Yaakov ever said those words, right? So that's, I think, the only indication in the Torah that Yaakov knew. And Rashi there says that it wasn't really exactly as you would think. Vayitzav al Yosef. So Tzivah Moshe Aaroni brings examples, and he says, I'm sorry, I quoted the wrong Rashi, Shino bedavar b'pnei ha-shalom, Rashi says. Rashi says that they actually weren't telling the full truth. Kilo tziva Yaakov ken shalom nechshad Yosef be'enav. As a matter of fact, he had not commanded this. So the reason that Rashi says that he had not commanded this is because he was such a tzaddik, and he knew Yosef was such a tzaddik, and he would never take vengeance on the brothers. That's why he never commanded such a thing. But the idea that maybe they were not telling the truth, and maybe Yaakov had never left such a message, yeah, it could be for the reason that Yaakov trusted Yosef not to do anything evil to the sons. But it also might be because Yaakov never knew, right? Yaakov may have never known. And because of this, the Gemara says that from here we see that you're allowed to be Mishanim Pnei HaShalom. Yaakov never maybe said this statement that, oh, don't worry, take care of your brothers, don't be upset at them, but they made it up in order to bring the peace. Now, it's a little bit self-serving, right? Because after you sell your brother, maybe you deserve a little bit of punishment. But that's what the Gemara learns from here, that it's really being Mishanah Pnei HaShalom, you're allowed to change for the purposes of peace. But again, we don't exactly know why it was that they had to say it. Rashi says it's because he did not suspect the son of doing anything wrong. Maybe the brothers did suspect, and maybe he will do something to us. So that's why they made it up. But it could be there's another reason entirely. And that's what's really fascinating and something we find in the Rishonim. But first, we also have to deal with the brachos at the end of Vayechi, where Yaakov blesses his sons and speaks of their future. And some of the references there, when he refers to each individual child, seem to definitely be referring to this event, the fact that they sold Yosef and put on this show. For example, Gur Aryeh refers to Yehuda. Gur Aryeh Yehuda Miteref Bini, referring to Miteref Bini, the tearing up of my son. He associated Yehuda with the one who, would put the blood on the jacket. And so that reference is there, which makes it sound, Rashi says, that it's referring to the Taraf Taraf Yosef. That same word appears by Yosef, that same word appears here. Now, the idea that Yaakov is in these brachos referring to that event, that's, I think, the Pashat Pshat, the simple understanding. But it could just be, as others understand, it could just be that these are prophetic words. And they're prophetic in that they refer to events and actions that Yehuda did that Yaakov may not have even been aware of. We have a similar reference, Besodam al tavo nafshi b'kahalam al techad kevodi. It's referring to Shimon and Levi. Kiva apam hargu isha v'sonam ikru shar. They, in their anger, killed a man. They hamstrung an ox. Rashi says it's referring to Yosef. It's referring to Shechem. And so, the entire, one might think that it's referring to in all of these moments with these prophecies, it's not only talking about the what he knows, but it could be also referring to prophecies, especially because we do definitely see that these prophecies refer to the future. So maybe in some way they're referring to the past, and maybe even Yaakov didn't know or really understand. We have a couple more references as well. But what I wanted to get to is the Ramban, Rabbi Nebachya, who are pretty explicit about this. They say, Yirali, the Ramban, for example, Al derech hapshat shalo hugad liyakov kol yamav ki achiv machru es Yosef. It seems to me, says the Ramban, that he never knew. Yaakov never knew that the brothers had sold Yosef. Aval chashav, he thought, ki hayatoa besada, he got lost. Vahamotza mosa, and he got kidnapped. Lachu machru es Solomon Tzrayim. He got kidnapped, was sold as a slave, devolved into his whole experience in Egypt, and then finally, won the day and took over the country. Why didn't he ever know? Because obviously none of the brothers wanted to tell him. They were very afraid that maybe they would get cursed for it. Yosef, because he had very good values and good ethics, the first thing you would want to do is go tell your dad, could you believe how I ended up here? Could you believe what they did to me? He didn't want to tell him. That's why they had to get up at the end and say, by the way, dad told us that you should treat us well and not take vengeance on us. If it would be true that he knew, says the Ramban, the ilu yada Yaakov b'inyan hazeh, hayurayu lahem sheichlu pnei aviyem b'mosel tzavas Yosef mipiv. They should have had Yaakov speak to Yosef directly, right? They shouldn't have just trusted, oh, by the way, dad told us, and that message is going to be enough. They should have put the two of them in a room and said, listen, you and dad should have a conversation because we're going on, and Yaakov feels very strongly that you shouldn't be doing anything to us. That should have been how this goes down. They wouldn't have had to make anything up. They wouldn't have had to be involved in any sort of subterfuge, and that's how Rabbeinu Bachya understands as well. He quotes the entire Ramban. He says, "Va'od ki yifchadu pen yikalo sam." They were very worried, and because they were worried and intimidated that Yaakov would punish them in some way, they never told him. Which is pretty amazing, because if you look at the epilogue of the story, it says, Yaakov is sick, and Yosef finds out that he's sick. And we have a couple of psukim, it's told to Yosef, it's told to Yosef again and again. Das Kenev says something very interesting. It says, Mashma Shloha Yosef, Rugil Eitzel Yaakov. It sounds like the reason he had to find out is because even after all of these years of separation, they didn't spend a lot of time together. Says the Das Kenev, I'll tell you why. The reason is because he was worried. He was worried that Yaakov would ask him how this all went down. And so even after they were together, they were apart. In that, he'd never spent time with him, because he was afraid the true story would be revealed. Those are the midos of Yosef. That perhaps is why he is called Yosef HaTzadik. Have a great day.